Miniota by Linda Clark. Congratulations to Blair Gardhum and Sadie Luba, who were married on November 13. The wedding ceremony was held in the Clark barn at Isabella, with the wedding reception and dance at their farm. Best wishes to you both from the Miniota and Arrow River communities. The United Church Christian Education Committee is gearing up for the annual Christmas hampers they prepare. Food donations can be left at the Miniota Co-op in the food bin. As well, monetary donations will be accepted. Tis the season to give if you are able. The highest form of knowledge is empathy, for it requires us to suspend our egos and live in another's world. Plato. Princess Lodge by Janice Simpson. Omitted from November 11th issues report, Princess Lodge News. Sorry, Bernice. Tim and Heather Graham and family were Sunday dinner guests with Les and Bernice Graham, November 6. Residents with birthdays in November, Beth Stewart, Doris Neild and Charlotte Hutton. I went to the remembrance service in the AUD Theater. A very touching service. I had two uncles who served in the war. Wes Curtis and Cliff Curtis. Harvey and Karen Veldhaus of Souris visited with Joyce Heeman on November 4 and enjoyed lunch out. Margaret Rainey has moved to Winnipeg. We hope you enjoy your new home. Keith Braybrook has moved to the Sherwood. Enjoy your new home, Keith. Souris has invited the New Horizon to play cards on November 18. Some members will go. We are having our roof shingled on Monday the 14th, so we hope there won't be any more shingles flying around. I think winter has come. It keeps trying to snow. Oh well, we've lived in Manitoba for years. We know winter is cold, snowy, and icy. We still live in a wonderful country. Amen. Ray Everett of Brandon had supper with Ethel Bowles on Thursday, last week.